It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are looking live at VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, here is Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel.
Been running on a Wednesday evening here on VSiN Prime Time alongside Jared Smith. I am Tim Murray. We're live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. Lots of day baseball today across MLB. Got a couple games winding down right now. Cubs at the Diamondbacks. Your beloved New York Yankees have tied things up against the Toronto Blue Jays. So whole lot of day baseball, meaning only 3 games this evening on the Major League Baseball slate. One little fun note before we get into the nuts and bolts of today. Right behind us, just a couple moments ago, Jared, we noticed a bit of some commotion.
Yeah, like what's going on over
going
here?
On here at the Circus Sportsbook.
There was a fight, maybe.
And lo and behold, we had some Champions League soccer fans behind us, and Madrid was able to get a victory in PKs and move on to the semifinals of the Champions League?
Yeah, it was a big one. You know, they play the double legs, so it was the second leg, and it was tied after the aggregate, so you take both legs and you add them both the scores. They played a match earlier in the week, and then they played today. Madrid was down a goal on the aggregate, so they had to be leading by a goal in order to be even. Well, the match was 2-1, so we went into extra time, and then we went into penalties. And I'm not a big soccer bettor anymore. I used to be back a few years ago when I started this. But Champions League is the highest level of what soccer is in terms of the championship. It's like the world championship, whereas English Premier League, it's only England, et cetera, each individual country. So Champions League is like the Super Bowl. And there were some Real Madrid fans right here.
Yeah.
A good cluster of them. I would say at least 10, 15 of them. They were fired up. They were really fired up. It was PKs, and PKs are, pretty, I would say, an exciting way to end a game, but not exactly the best way to decide an important match. But yeah, it was exciting. I will say that. We got some screams. There's nothing like a good afternoon soccer sweat here in the book.
I thought they were cheering about the Nats, shutting out the Dodgers.
Sure.
I was surprised they were not. Congrats to Real Madrid for taking down Man City
big
in
upset.
Penalties today.
So, Man City, best team on the planet.
So. Way to go. All right, a lot to get to. More draft discussion today. Hour two, looking forward to doing this. There's been a lot of chatter regarding Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia. Where will he ultimately go? Will he land to the New York Jets? Over under, sitting at 11.5, 12.5. So we're going to kind of dive into all of the latest on Brock Bowers. More on the quarterbacks as well, as that market continues to move as it always does. So a decent amount of draft talk today. We will also chat with Thor Nystrom in hour two and Connor Allen in hour number three. We've got two more play-in games here this evening as the Miami Heat will visit the Philadelphia 76ers. We've seen Sixers money come into the market. That number is sitting at 5.5. Your total, 207.5, 208, depending on where you look. We'll call it a 207.5 consensus. The late night game, the 9-10 matchup, Chicago laying 3 against the Atlanta Hawks. So we will get a little bit more on the Miami Heat. Can they make another magical run like they did last year when they take on the Philadelphia 76ers? Jonathan Zaslow, the latest on the Miami Heat and everything that's going on down there in South Beach, coming up in less than 15 minutes. So play-in tournament started last night. Man, what an unfortunate situation that developed late in that game between the Pelicans and Lakers. Came down to the wire. Zion was having an unbelievable game, maybe the best game of his career when you add in the fact that the importance of that game, how poorly he had played on Sunday, and in the play-in tournament that we discussed against the Los Angeles Lakers, he couldn't be stopped, and the hamstring injury, and you knew it almost right away. The hamstring tightens up. You could see the frustration, the anger from Zion Williamson, and we shortly find out he's out for Friday's game against the Sacramento Kings, Jared, and also probably out for a good chunk of the postseason if the Pelicans were able to defeat the Kings on Friday night in New Orleans.
Yeah, and the other, you know, half of that equation, Golden State, I mean, goodness gracious, Klay Thompson scored as many points as we did last night. That was a thud of a game, and you give credit to Sacramento because I think they've got a chance now with Zion out, I think, to get back into the postseason. They're a fantastic, I would say roster, but they're missing a couple pieces. But getting back to the playoffs for Sacramento certainly would be a positive based off of being without their basically two best scorers for the last however many months or days that Herter and Monk have been out for. But I think you give credit to the Lakers because I think down the stretch of that game, you know, LeBron and AD, especially AD on the glass, was really dominant. Now, obviously, Zion being out helped. But still, the Lakers had to go win that game. It was close late. Pelicans, I don't think they took the lead, but they tied it a couple of times.
Yep.
And then LeBron and the offensive rebounding really was the difference. Both games stay under, so the under trend continues. The first game, I think, was a little bit in doubt for a little bit with that under.
Those late free throws were definitely put it into serious doubt.
And early, it was a high-scoring game early, and then it kind of tailed off. The late game, frankly, I never was worried. Once Sacramento in the second half pulled away, and it was like a 15-20-point deficit, I think, end third quarter, early fourth, that one felt like it was just going to kind of get a soft landing there. So the unders get home, and I think for tomorrow night, you try to get a good number on Sacramento because my guess is the market's going to favor them. Or Friday night.
Yeah. 12-2, by the way, if you're wondering, to the under so far in the history of the play-in tournament. Still, obviously, a very small sample size, but you're starting to see that win one-game nature. And I just want to put everything to bed, and not that it matters. And I did not bet the Lakers. I actually said I leaned the Pelicans yesterday. I didn't bet either one. You know, I was just being sharp on the ice, you know, winning that, and my Capitals moving on to the postseason.
You were fantastic on the ice.
No big deal. But I will note that the Warriors-Kings game is the reason why you don't tank a playoff game. Because Klay Thompson, who, yes, he has not played very well. He is not vintage Klay anymore. But he went 0 of 10 from 3. And we just showed you the stat from Evan Abrams. Klay Thompson has played 882 games in his NBA career with 10 or more field goal attempts. This is the first time he's ever gone scoreless. He had never finished 0-3 or worse from the field in any game. And that's where the play-in tournament, when you end 7-10, you don't have the flexibility. You don't have the luxury, ultimately, to decide who you want to play. Now, the Lakers playing the Nuggets, maybe that leads to a best bet that I'll give out a little bit later on here in the hour, because I think that is a very rough matchup, as we saw this season, as we saw last postseason, for the Los Angeles Lakers, but they had to go out and win. They did, and they're moving on to take on the Denver Nuggets, and now we'll see if the Sacramento Kings or the New Orleans Pelicans. One thing about this game, we'll get into more of it certainly as the show goes on, because you mentioned the market was fascinating to me regarding the Pelicans and the Kings game, because immediately last night it opened Pelicans minus 2.5. And I thought that was probably the wrong number because of just the way that Zion reacted. So anyone who jumped on that plus 2.5, kudos to you. Then the news comes out, Jared, that Zion's out. It goes whoop out to 2.5 at some shops for the Sacramento Kings. Now we've kind of settled back here at 1 at DraftKings, 1.5 elsewhere, because I will say this about New Orleans. While obviously you're missing your most talented player in Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum played like absolute you-know-what last night. They were awful. And I would anticipate a much better performance from both CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram, who, by the way, got benched late in that game.
Yeah. I'm going to dig into some props because I'll be back here on Friday doing the show.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna dig into some numbers without Zion on the floor, right? We did this with Brandon Ingram out over the last couple weeks. I've been playing really hard on Trey Murphy's props because he's been the big beneficiary, and I know JVT talks about this all the time. I've discussed it with him. The injury game in the NBA and how, you know, one bubble opens up a pocket for somebody else to get increased minutes, increased timeshare. So I'll see what kind of numbers McCollum, Ingram do, if there's a specific guy that maybe takes over that scoring load, rebounding load, turnover load perhaps after last night. But I do think there will be value in the prop markets based off of, because usually that's the last to move. That's always the laggards after you see a big number move based off of an injury.
I want to wrap the opening segment. We're going to talk more about the Sixers and Heat game coming up at the in 5 minutes with Jonathan Zaslow, with the news that came out from a gambling standpoint with Jontay Porter of the Toronto Raptors being banned for life from the NBA. Many of you have heard the news by now. Ultimately, he bet ultimately generated $21,000 in profit. I think he bet around, I think it was somewhere in the ballpark of $80,000.
Too much.
Yeah. I'll just say this, and a couple things. There's a lot of people calling hypocrisy, you know, by the NBA. I don't think it's hypocritical. By the way, LeBron James is partnered up with DraftKings. So this is a situation where you have to recognize how much money you make. Jontay Porter was making six figures this year, made $1.9 million just a couple years ago. Rules are the rules, man. No matter where you are, you have to follow rules. And I think the NBA did the right thing to ban him for life. And real quickly, a number of people pointed this out. Will Brinson mentioned it on Twitter. This is the system working, Jared.
Yep, 100%.
There was red flags raised, and it was caught.
Yep.
This is legalized gambling working, in my opinion. We'll talk more about this as the show goes on. That's Jared Smith. I'm Tim Murray. We're up and running live on YouTube at youtube.com/VSinLive. Do the Heat have another magical run in them?
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Make sure you head over to VSiN.com. We got a great offer for you, and you don't want to miss out. We're offering our exclusive betting splits right now for free. Just sign up, VSiN.com/splits. Betting splits are updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. So make sure you take advantage of this limited time offer, vsin.com/splits, to claim your free 2-week access to those betting splits. Alongside Jonathan Von Tobel.
Third day, Jared Smith.
I will be back with JVT, by the way, on Friday morning. He's filling in this week for Paulie Howard on Follow the Money, and I'm going to jump in Mitch Moss's seat on Friday. So we appreciate Jared hanging out with me the past three evenings and handing out some pitcher prop winners.
I mean, really, last night was the NBA winners. 3-0.
That's right.
We gave out with
your
NBA.
Turnovers.
The pitcher prop winners yesterday was 3-3. And then I lost one today because Spencer Torkelson grounded to a double play with a runner at first. And after Dane Dunning walked the leadoff man, and I thought we were home free. And then that old GIDP got me. But, yeah, weird baseball card today. You know, the one game I liked, the Phillies game, started already, and they're already down 1-0. But, yeah, nothing really later.
A lot of day games, a lot of getaway days,
yeah,
all of that.
One of those days.
So, I think three games this evening in the NBA, too.
Yeah.
Play-in games, which we will get to here momentarily. The Sixers and the Heat will start it off coming up around 7 o'clock, we'll call it. Maybe a little bit after that. Your current look at the line right now, Philadelphia laying 5.5. Total 207.5. You can get a 208 if you look hard here in Vegas. But we'll call it consensus 207.5. And I mentioned those exclusive betting splits that we have over at VSiN.com. Right now, the latest on that, 60% of the bets, 65% of the money on the Philadelphia 76ers. The evening affair, which is the Bulls-Hawks, winner of Bulls-Hawks takes on the loser of Heat-Sixers, and Bulls getting 58% of the bets, 62% of the handle. All right, let's head to our progressive guest line and bring in, from the Zaslow Show 2.0, it is Jonathan Zaslow joining us here on our progressive guest line to help us break down the Heat and the 76ers. We've seen the market move against the Miami Heat here. And I remember last year, Jonathan, we had you on the show right before the final play-in game to get them the 8 seed, and you were out on the Heat, and then they pulled you back in with that magical run. Do they have another one in them? Are they going to start another magical run to the NBA Finals tonight in Philly?
That's right. They were 2.5 minutes away from being eliminated by the Bulls. I mean, we were so close to all of this never happening last year. Do I believe that this team has a chance to do the same thing? I mean, look, it was the first time ever that a play-in team had won a series. And obviously, an 8 seed, it's super rare to get to the NBA Finals. So it's hard to sit here and say that they're going to do the exact same thing again. But I like them tonight against this Philadelphia team. And here's what's on the line right now. Tonight is not about the Heat making the postseason. That's not what's on the line tonight, because they lose tonight, they could still make the postseason on Friday night, hosting a game against Chicago and Atlanta. What's on the line tonight is a real opportunity for another deep playoff run, like you just asked me, because you win tonight, the matchups become favorable, and you're on the other side of the bracket from Boston. You wouldn't have to face them until the Eastern Finals again, and then, of course, send all those Boston fans home unhappy, like usual. You win tonight, you got a first-round matchup against New York, which will be a great series that I absolutely think the Heat can win. And then in the second round, you're facing the winner of Milwaukee and Indiana. I think it's going to be Indiana. That's what's on the line tonight. It's not making the postseason. It's, do you want another opportunity for a deep playoff run? That's what's at stake tonight.
Yeah, Jonathan, the odds reflect that too, because you look at the, on DraftKings right now, to win the East, the Knicks are 12-1, the Heat are 14-1. And for a 7 seed that's not even in the playoffs yet, that's a pretty tight margin. So let's flash forward and say that is going to be the matchup. You do get the Knicks in the second round. I guess first, Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy, should we just expect him to revert back to, 25 minimum points, 7, 8, 9 rebounds, almost a triple-double kind of performance as playoff Jimmy kind of gets back into high gear?
Yeah, I think he's going to be great. And he better be, because he's been doing a lot of talking recently. He had that profile in Slam Magazine recently. Nobody wants to face the Heat, all this and that. You got him in the commercials, Miller Lite, he's riding a horse. He's doing a lot of extracurricular stuff while the Heat are finishing, 8th in the Eastern Conference. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Jimmy tonight, but I do expect him to be great. Obviously we're going to get to a place at some point that his age begins to show, but until I actually see it, there's no reason for me to believe he's not going to be the guy that we've seen in really 3 of the last 4 postseasons. In 2021, they lost in 4 games to Milwaukee. There's really no reason for me to believe, until I see it, that Jimmy is not going to be great in the postseason. And against this Philadelphia team, there's a lot of extra incentive. I mean, everybody remembers, you go back 2 postseasons ago when the Heat eliminated the Sixers rather easily, mind you, and walking off the court, he's shouting out to everybody in Philadelphia, "Tobias Harris over me!" And so there's a lot of incentive here for Jimmy to play well against his former club.
Over-under right now set at 23.5. He's coming off a year at 20.8 points per game. Jonathan Zaslow joining us here on VSiN Primetime to get us ready for Heat and Sixers, which will start top of the hour. Right now, the Heat, a 5.5-point underdog. Thinking back to last year, you had the performance from Jimmy Butler against the Bucks was just out of this world, 35 points per game. Then you had the Caleb Martin just shooting prowess. How much has this team kind of come back to normal? Because I felt like there were a couple moments last year in the postseason, whether it was Caleb Martin against the Celtics or Jimmy against the Bucks, where they just played out of this universe. Is this team right now playing like they should be? Are they underachieving? How would you characterize this Heat team walking into tonight's game?
Oh, they've certainly underachieved this year, even though, they won 46 games, which has really been right around their average with Jimmy Butler since he got here to Miami. But I would absolutely say that they've underachieved. They should have been better this year, especially considering we saw what they're capable of in the postseason. But they've been dealing with injuries the entire season. Like Caleb Martin, who you said was amazing in the Milwaukee series last year. He was amazing in the Boston series last year. I mean, Caleb Martin at times, I'm pretty certain Caleb Martin thought he was the best player on the floor, but he had a really hard time getting going this year because he started off the year with injuries. And now you got Tyler Hero, who just came back recently. I think there's a lot of pressure on Hero because we have, number one, I think that the Damian Lillard stuff is going to pick up steam again this offseason. So you got Tyler Hero trying to prove himself in that regard. But also, we heard all of last postseason with Tyler Hero out that the team is better without him. So he's got an opportunity starting tonight to disprove that. I think there's a lot on the line here for Tyler Hero. But overall, this Heat team, they haven't had that sustained period of health where, forget about the record, okay, at least we've been playing together for a while now, the last couple weeks of the season, and now we can get things going. Everybody's healthy right now except Terry Rozier, and that's a pretty big blow. And when Rozier eventually does play again, assuming the Heat make the actual postseason, he still hasn't had any real time playing with Tyler Hero. So that's the part that does concern me about this year's version of the Heat is they haven't really had that sustained period of time where they've been able to get used to each other as a whole.
All right, Jonathan, I want to sneak in a Dolphins question here momentarily. So real quickly, line set at 5.5. Heat cover and Heat win. What's your expectation here on a quick one so I can sneak in a Dolphins question?
Yes, the Heat. Tonight is bad news for the 76ers. Sixer fan goes home unhappy. The Heat win this game outright. Absolutely.
All right, Jonathan Zaslow. Zaslow Show 2.0, wherever you get your podcast. We got a minute. Dolphins on the clock at number 21. What have you been hearing? What do you expect from the Dolphins?
Oh, I think if you still have one of the better defensive tackles on the board, you know, they lost a lot defensively, but they filled all of those holes, except, of course, Christian Wilkins. You know, Christian Wilkins, they weren't going to pay that kind of money to that position, to defensive tackle. He earned it. That's fine, but it's not a premier position in the NFL. They have to plug that hole. I think if one of the better defensive tackles are still on the board late in that first round, I think that's where the Dolphins go.
Jonathan Zaslow, man, knows the Heat inside and out. He thinks they take care of business tonight in Philadelphia. Always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There he is. Jonathan Zaslow joining us on our progressive guest line. Return of playoff Jimmy.
I got a fun prop that involves him.
Ooh. All right. We'll talk about that on the other side. We'll get to our best bets for tonight. Maybe a little series play moving forward. So we'll get to all of that as we continue. It is VSiN Primetime here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Make sure you head over to VSiN.com. Oh, that website. It looks so sharp right now. It's been looking that way for a couple of months now. We've got ourselves a preview courtesy of Zachary Cohen on Friday night's Kings-Pelicans game. We also have the latest on the Jontay Porter lifetime ban from the NBA and an early Lakers-Nuggets preview as well. Check it out. We got our picks as up there as well. Betting splits, everything you need. VSiN.com. Alongside Jared Smith, I am Tim Murray. The latest on the quarterbacks, how the market has moved on the over-under 4.5 quarterbacks, how the market has moved on who will go number two, and Michael Penix's odds to be a first rounder. So we'll get to the latest on that in just a little bit. Also, a deep dive on Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers, where will he go? Thought it was a very fascinating day. A lot of different information coming out. Is it all smoke screens? We will see. We'll take a look at what his props are, where he could land, and all of that coming up in just a little bit as well. But it is the bottom of the hour. And as we do each and every day on this program, 6:30 Eastern, we give out our top plays.
I see you using an old style.
I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom.
Putting our money where our mouth is.
I like to live dangerously.
It's time for Best Bets.
Come on, Jerry, it's a lock.
All right, We had the prop master over here on the NBA, Zion over 2.5 turnovers. He had 3.
Active hands.
You went under on both games. Both came home. Unders, by the way, in play-in games, albeit short, small sample size. Shouts to Matt Jacob. 12-2 to the under. So does that continue tonight? I don't know. I'm not betting those. I do have a best bet, and it is in the NBA. After a stellar 1-0 season in hockey, yeah. We might Costanza it and just walk out on a high note.
The whole playoffs ahead. Yeah. There is zero chance that you don't make one hockey bet for the rest of the playoffs. And I'm not going to bet you
that. Yeah, I was
going to
say, don't do
that. Because then you can control the outcome.
That is true.
But you'll forget about this conversation in a month when something's happening and someone will give you something and you'll bet it.
Maybe. I don't know. But what I do have
the yes on that.
Is something that very much intrigued me. And I don't know if it's square or not, but maybe it's hip to be square because apparently in April it is because South Carolina women's basketball, UConn men's basketball, and Scottie Scheffler all won their respective tournaments as the favorites. So the Lakers took care of business last night, 110 to 106. And now they will take on the Denver Nuggets, who they got swept by in the regular season series, and they got swept by last year, of course, in the Western Conference Finals. All in all, they have dropped 8 straight to this Denver Nuggets team. I believe the Lakers, if they had faced Oklahoma City, would have been an intriguing matchup just because of the size that they have. Problem is, that size advantage doesn't really work out all that well. So am I going to lay -310 on the series price of the Denver Nuggets? No. Going to get a little cute, get a little creative, go to the series spread. So there are multiple ways you could go about betting this. We're going to show you a graphic here in just a second. If you think Denver takes care of business in 5 games or less, you can get plus money. Remember, they swept the Los Angeles Lakers just a year ago. -2.5 games, meaning Lakers or Nuggets win in 4 or 5 games is +145 at DraftKings. I'm going to take it one step further. I'm going to lay -140 on the series spread that the Denver Nuggets win this series in 4, 5, or 6 games. Denver -1.5 available at DraftKings. And I think this is the best price out there. We looked around, I think BetMGM had it at -175, I believe I saw. Will Hill / Caesars Sportsbook here in town, -155. So DraftKings is offering it at a pretty reasonable price compared to other shops out there. And ultimately, I just think the Denver Nuggets, I think they're the best team in the Western Conference. Yes, they did lose to the San Antonio Spurs in the second to last game of the year, which eliminated them from, or gave them a lesser chance to get the number one seed, which ultimately the Oklahoma City Thunder did. But I think the Nuggets, I think they like facing the Lakers. I think this is going to get them fired up. I don't think they sweep them. I think the Lakers get a win. I think the Lakers are playing pretty well right now. But I did notice a little bit, and it's his 21st season, so it's not that big a surprise. But man, it felt to me that LeBron was running out of gas a little bit from a defensive side of things last night. So we're going to take the Nuggets to win this series -1.5. So that means, once again, 4, 5, or 6 games, it's a winner. If this were to go to 7 games, or the Lakers, of course, won the series, this would be a losing bet. So I need the Nuggets to take care of business promptly, but doesn't have to be too brisk. You can lose at the Forum, even not the Forum anymore, crypto.com arena. So there's my one bet, my official bet. That series starts Saturday night, primetime, ABC. We're rocking and rolling. Denver, -1.5 for the series spread against the Los Angeles Lakers.
I will add this. I love these bets. We talked about this with the Pacers the other day. I think it works for the Nuggets as well. The Nuggets to win game one and to win the series is -165.
Okay.
That it's kind of the same thing. If the Nuggets lose game one, probably not covering. They still could cover the 1.5, but you'd get a much better price. I think the spread, the series spread, and the game one series doubles are my favorite ways to bet the NBA postseason. I'll give you a couple. First of all, I'm betting the over in the late game tonight. I kind of gave that out yesterday when we were talking with the WGN anchor, And I think the over in this game, now we've seen it move up a little bit. I got over 221 last night. I think especially Chicago's defense against the three will be susceptible. And overall, the Hawks have been one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA this year. So despite all, what's the over or the unders in the playing game?
Unders are 12-2 to the under.
We're betting the over.
12-2, excuse me.
That over or that trend will be bucked tonight in the late game. For the early game, I kind of teased I have a Jimmy Butler prop. This is a pizza bet, but I think Nicholas Batum gets a three. That's been one of my favorite props that I've been kind of looking at today. In the postseason, I like veteran guys, and I like guys that have been there before. Batum averages over a three-point make in his very illustrious, very experienced postseason career, and he's one of the few guys on this Sixers team that can knock down a shot. So I think Tyrese Maxey is another guy I would look to, but I'll give you Batum to make 1-3 and Butler to go over his points prop, which is 23.5. That same game parlay at BetMGM is plus 220.
Okay.
I really like that. The Batum price by itself is about a minus 160, minus 170 shot. And Jimmy's getting some love to the over. That thing's getting close to 24. I'm seeing 20, 25 cents of juice there on the over 23.5. So we're going to squish those two together. We're going to give you an over 2-1 SGP. And I think the over hits in the late game too. And those are my two plays for tonight. And oh yeah, if you want to correlate a play to the over, I also bet this SGP. Trae Young over 2.5 made threes.
SGP, what are you? And what are you, both, Brad Evans,
yes,
over here?
Well, listen, I do a show with him all the time. I'll be doing it for the next month, so it's he rubs off very well on me. There is a fantastic way to bet an over without betting the over, and it's to bet, this is kind of a soccer play, but in basketball terms, both teams to score. And I went Trae Young over 2.5 made threes, both teams to reach 105. So basically, team total over 104.5, team total over 104.5, and then Trae Young over 2.5 made threes. That's plus 145 as well. So a couple of pizza bet sprinkles on SGPs. Hopefully we go 1-1, make money. But the big wager, the best bet of the night for me is the over. Bulls and Hawks over 221. I would play it up to 223.
If you're wondering, Jonathan Von Tobel, who is the normal co-host of the program, happy to have my guy Jared here this week, but JVT doing morning duty this week. He did give out a play on both games on Follow the Money, and he wrote them up for VSiN.com as well. So he is on the Sixers tonight. He laid 4.5. I don't know if he would still lay 5.5 with that game starting, but worth noting there, he did like the Sixers in this spot. And we'll talk to JVT in the third hour of the program. We'll get his analysis on the Hawks and Bulls, but he wrote up that he likes the Hawks on the money line.
So, oh, wow.
He
is rolling, upset tonight.
He's rolling
Chicago,
with the Hawks,
huh?
Beating the Chicago Bulls.
A little
so,
Trae Young?
Maybe.
Hopefully it's three threes.
So those are JVT, his thoughts, and JVT will join the show in the final hour. So we'll get his thoughts on also Pelicans taking on the Sacramento Kings on Friday night, and we probably will be nearing halftime of the first game as well. So those are JVT's plays for this evening as well. So coming up in just a little bit, the latest on the quarterbacks, and I just wanted to kind of update people on where we stand over under 4.5 quarterbacks, the latest on Michael Penix Jr., number 2 overall pick. Remember, we had all 4 quarterbacks in Washington.
That's weird.
There was video of Drake May and J.J. McCarthy getting out of the, you know, SUV at the airport in D.C. at the same time. Very unusual tactics going on.
Yeah, if you guys think that's a cut and dry based on what Schefter said on that Washington podcast, y'all are crazy.
Yeah, we'll get more on that. We got our best bets in the books. That's Jared Smith. I'm Tim Murray. It is VSiN Primetime.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code VSIN, that's V-S-I-N. New customers, you can bet $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code VSIN, V-S-I-N, only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Alongside Jared Smith, I am Tim Murray. As always, first hour of the program, free on YouTube, youtube.com/VSIN Live. So make sure to check that out. Shout out to all of our affiliates across the country. You can always check us out, too, for free on the website, vsin.com, and stream us on the app as well. Thor Nystrom in hour number two. Nick Whalen in hour number two as well. We'll get some player props from him and his thoughts on what we've seen so far in the NBA playoffs. Once again, the unfortunate news that came out earlier today, Zion Williamson out for Friday's play-in game and likely longer with that hamstring injury. So we've seen a line move there. Sacramento now a 1.5-point road favorite against the New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans last night losing 110-106 despite Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum playing as poorly as they did. However, Zion did have 40 points. It's funny, Jared, I don't normally get involved in the prop market all that much. And we talked about it. I was like, LeBron assists, 8.5, went to 9. And then the Zion was at the buy low spot. I don't know if it was buy low, but Zion was, he was ready to go. Last night, man. He was awesome. Nobody had an answer for him except his hamstring. That was the only thing that had his answer.
Shame.
It stinks.
I think
injuries suck because you look at, the Bucks and Pacers series. Giannis is ruled out game one. When will he come back? We don't know. Leads to this series price being -110 both ways. It's really fascinating. In the Eastern Conference, I'll say this, and this isn't a massively original thought. If the Boston Celtics don't win the East this year, holy smokes. Like Joe Mazzulla, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, you need to look yourself in the mirror and be like, what in God's name? Now, you could lose the championship, sure. There's a lot of good teams in the West. You lose to the Nuggets or the defending champs, but if they don't...
slighting my Knicks like that.
If they don't... You can take the field. Plus 120
or something. No, I'm not taking the field. Here's what I'll say.
I'll say this about your Knicks. I love...
They're not even my Knicks anymore.
I love the fact that the Knicks... on Sunday said, to hell with it, we want the 2 seed. And they went into overtime, and they could have just kind of laid down and be like, you know what, we gave it a run. Don't worry about it. No, they said, bring on Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We're not scared. I love that. Unlike the coward Cavaliers.
Yeah, the Cavs, I hate it. I think that if there's any Cleveland people listening or watching, I think the way that your franchise handled that, the end of the postseason, does not do well for... having high hopes for, or I guess the end of the regular season, having high hopes for the postseason. The one thing I'll echo about the postseason, it's a lot longer than you think. Things can change. Injuries can 100%. Happen. You have to win 16 games.
The whole new season, man.
Yeah, it's a completely new season, and you've got a potential to play 28 games. You know, that's not a half, but about a third of the season. So I think there's a very real chance that the variables change at some point. Giannis gets better. Someone gets nicked up on the Celtics. Like, see what happens when those two teams cross paths, or the Knicks or whoever comes out of the bottom of the bracket.
Think about the misery that's going to be in New York City when my guy Alex Ovechkin walks in there and dominates the Rangers. And then
now,
Joel
Embiid.
Hockey's
a different story. We got to get Johnny Lazarus
on
that case.
Joel Embiid takes care of business, and Madison Square sadness will be taking place.
JVT's rubbing off on you. He's a big anti-New York guy.
Oh, I'm not. I have family in New York. I actually love the fact that
I know
the
how much
Garden
JVT
is gonna,
hates New York.
I love the fact that the Garden's going to be popping. I just think...
yeah, sports is better when New York has good teams. Let's just leave it at that.
I thought it was comically hilarious / embarrassing, the celebration that they had 2 years ago when they won a playoff game against the Hawks and they were out on poles in New York City.
Bing bang. What was it? Boom, Nick, something?
Jalen Brunson, though.
I forget
though,
what the phrase was.
Jalen Brunson, he's going to probably be second team all NBA.
Yeah, except he couldn't make the Olympic team.
Top five.
Top 12.
Top five in the MVP. He is
an MVP.
He's awesome. He's awesome. All right. Let's update you on where we stand with the quarterbacks. And I just want to circle back to Jaden Daniels and the number two selection. A couple things that popped today. So Dane Brugler over at The Athletic put out his mock draft, and he said what we have continued to reiterate on this show, which is nobody knows. Quote, truth is, new Washington general manager Adam Peters and head coach Dan Quinn aren't tipping their hands, so everyone is still guessing at this point. My buddy Scott Abraham at ABC7 there in D.C. had a Q&A with Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network. You know, these draft analysts do the rounds, and especially in cities that have quarterback needs. And Daniel Jeremiah did about a 2-minute thing on what Washington could do at 2. And he said, everybody around the league overwhelmingly believes that Jaden Daniels will be the pick. But he concluded by saying, quote, anybody that says they know exactly what Washington is doing is lying. So take that for what you will. I still think, just based off of league discussions, that it will be Jaden Daniels. And there was a funny, there's a Twitter handle out there. I think you found it. Capital Paparazzi. They were at the airport, and apparently Jaden Daniels, of the four quarterbacks that came in to visit the past couple of days, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr., and J.J. McCarthy, the only one, according to the dude that was parked out at the airport, the only one that was personally picked up by Dan Quinn and Adam Peters was Jaden Daniels. Take that for what you will.
Okay, couple things to digest here. Capital Paparazzi has 412 followers on Twitter.
Shouts.
Not exactly
the capital proper. He was just there. He was just there being
sourced, believable quality. I don't want to disparage their news outlet, but it's not CNN. So I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that this guy was right. Who knows? Maybe he didn't know who he had. No, I think there's some validity to the fact that Jaden Daniels was picked up by Dan Quinn. Like, I believe that. And the coaching staff, like the brass, right? Like, if you were going to say, if there was a pecking order going into this quarterback Hunger Games that Adam Peters set up, that Jaden Daniels at least started the favorite. I'll give you an example. My senior year in high school, I started as the favorite on the varsity quarterback team. And then by the time we got to midseason, I wasn't the favorite anymore. So there is a chance that throughout the course of whatever, I don't know, obstacle courses they set up for these guys, meetings, medicals, the rankings have changed. But let's be honest, this is a very unique situation. This is, again, I haven't heard of a team doing this outside of Belichick and the Patriots. So the fact that they're bringing in all of these different personalities and players together, my guess is they want them to compete in the same room and probably compete one-on-one. Like, you know, I don't know if they're going to run the 40 against each other, but they're probably going to do a lot of drills, probably going to have, yeah, camaraderie, team-building type stuff. Like, they want to get a vibe for how these guys mesh together. I don't know why you want them to mesh together, because that's not who they're going to be playing with. But maybe you want to see how they compete against each other. I think there's a little bit of mind games here to this kind of move to bring all these guys in together. But the moral of the story is we have no idea who this team is taking it to. And I think if you really are feeling certain about it, you probably should reconsider your opinion.
Yeah, minus 330 right now. And I'll continue to say what I've been saying for weeks. Not worth a bet. You don't know. The interesting one to me is Michael Penix Jr. Will he go in the first round? His prop sitting at 32.5. At Circa, it's juiced to the over, minus 125, minus 105 to the under. At DraftKings, it's even money to the over, minus 130 to the under. So interesting to note that both Circa and DraftKings are in kind of the same ballpark, minus 170, minus 175 to the over on 4.5 quarterbacks. And a lot of discussion out there. Lance Zierlein responded to a Ben Solak tweet today saying that Penix accuracy is one of the worst I've charted. This is Ben Solak in the last few years. He's a classic example of a generally accurate but not really precise passer. His receivers bailed him out. Lance Zierlein responded.
He did have a really good receiving group.
He said, this is a way more accurate than people realize. Ironically, his Texas game was the best game for a QB I've scouted all year, and that was filled with great placement. But in general, turning to Lance Zierlein, a little less accurate than expected. Circling back to what Albert Breer said.
Very good analysis.
GMs love, or coaches love them. GMs and scouts, bit skeptical.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.